Can please say silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our afternoon Sabbath worship. Can we please sing hymn 129? 129. Give all praise, all thanks, all glory to our Lord Jesus. We will pray, we will hand this Sabbath worship into the hands of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we will kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Are you sure? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. For our afternoon Sabbath, we will discuss concerning fellowship with God. Fellowship with God. Our study will be based upon this epistle of 1 John. The epistle of 1 John. Unless otherwise stated, so most of all our scriptural basis, reference will be from this 1 John. So in this 1 John, we want to see fellowship with God. Let's see 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at, and touch with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write, so that our joy may be made complete. So here, in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, here we can see the experience of the apostles, and also the calling to fellowship. We can see the experience of the apostles. Here, John spoke concerning what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched or handled concerning the word of life. So we understand this word of life here, just like the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And this Word incarnate into flesh and blood. So God incarnate into flesh and blood dwell among us, the apostles. So they have heard, they have seen, they have touched, they have experienced. So here mentioned the word of life. The Lord Jesus, He is life. The one who is life, and He also reveal life. And then verse 2 says, life was manifested. And then we proclaim to you the eternal life. So Christ, He is life. He is the living one who has life. He's the source of life and sovereign also over life. So this is what the apostles experienced. And then here also they have experienced this fellowship. And then here we can see the calling to fellowship. Verse 3, they say, so that you too may have fellowship with us. Indeed, our fellowship is with the Father, with His Son, Jesus Christ. So, this is a spiritual fellowship or spiritual union with the Lord. Just like the scripture says, we can see it is described in the figures, like example, the wine and the branches in the Gospel of John chapter 15 there. And then we can see the body and the head relationship, like 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and also Colossians chapter 1 there. We are able to see all this. So here, in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, we can see the experience of the apostle. And then the calling to fellowship. And then today, through one spirit, we are all baptized into one body. We also partake of that one body and one blood in spiritual communion. Today, we are in Him and He in us. Today, truly, we have been called into this fellowship. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Truly, today we have been called into this fellowship. Now we will discuss what type of God have we come into fellowship with. So, what type of God have we come into fellowship with? God of love. We have come into fellowship with a God of love. God is love. Let's come back to see 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, the lower part. Here we can see God is love. God is love. So, we have come into fellowship with God of love. God is love. Ephesians also tell us to understand how long, how high, how deep, how broad is the love of Jesus. The scripture wants us to experience, to understand this love of the Lord. So God is love. And this love is manifested. Let's see chapter 4, verse 9. And verse 10, chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So this love is manifested. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. So, the love of God is manifested. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So, this love of God is manifested in the Lord's sacrifice to give us salvation. Let us also see chapter 3, verse 1, the upper part. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1a, the upper part. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are. So we can see how great is the love of the Lord that He bestowed upon us. We are now the children of the Lord. So what type of God have we come into fellowship with? So we have come into fellowship with a God who is love. Secondly, we have come into fellowship with a God of life. God is life. Just now we have read chapter 1. Let's come back to see chapter 1. Chapter 1, here speak about the word of life. Verse 2. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. So we can see God is a God of life. Chapter 5. Chapter 5, Verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. So God is a source of eternal life. The Lord Jesus, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Verse 20. Verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So, this God is true, true God and eternal life. Life is in His hands. Through His death, the Lord, He gives us life. And spiritual life begins with spiritual birth. Spiritual birth through the Word of God, through baptism, and continuous through believing and also walking in faith. So the God that we have come into fellowship with is a God of life. Thirdly, God of light. God is light. Let's see chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 5. Chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. So, God is light, in Him there is no darkness. In the gospel, we can also witness the Lord say, I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. So, God is light. He has come to illuminate us. His light shines in our heart. And then, resulted in what? That is to say, the spiritual reality, eternal life. Light is life. He had come to give us life, to illuminate our hearts. So, resulting in that spiritual reality, eternal life. But this light also, we can see, it refers to righteousness. Result in moral reality, the moral reality. That's to say, righteousness. Righteousness. So, the Lord, He is light. He is God of light. He has come to illuminate us. God's light shine into us to give us the spiritual reality, eternal life, and also the moral reality of righteousness, so that in our life we focus, we walk, we live in righteousness. And we understand this God is light. He's not in darkness. In Him is no sin. And He had come to destroy sin, to expose all evil. Let us do a summary of what we have discussed until this point. We are able to see today we have been called into fellowship. We have been called into fellowship with God. But what type of God have we come into fellowship with? We have come into fellowship with God who is love, with God who is life, with God who is light. So, we have been called to fellowship with this type of God. Now, let us discuss the next point. What is fellowship with God? What is true fellowship? Today, Christians say that we know the Lord. Christians say we abide in Him. Just like here in 1 John, if we read 1 John, we are able to see the key word know and also abide. Let's see. Chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 3, the upper part. Chapter 2, verse 3, the upper part. By this, we know that we have come to know Him. A lot of people say, I know Him, I know Him, I know the Lord Jesus. And then, let us also see verse 6. The one who says he abides in Him, Therefore then, we can see the key word here in 1 John. Keep on repeating, I know, I know, I know, I abide, I abide. Therefore, today Christian, those who say that they know the Lord, they abide in the Lord. But what is true fellowship? So true fellowship is to truly know the Lord, to abide in the Lord. But what does the Bible tell us? Let's come back. Let's come back to chapter 2, verse 4 and verse 6. The one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandment is a liar. The truth is not in him. And then verse 3 says, by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. So those who know him must keep his commandments. And then verse 6 says, the one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. So, what is to have fellowship with God? To have fellowship with God is to keep his commandments and to walk just as how he walked. This is true fellowship. Therefore then, now we should ponder, meditate. Today, do we actually have fellowship with God? We say we know him, we abide in him. So, those who say who know him, abide in him, will keep his commandment and walk just as how he walked. So, this is true fellowship with the Lord. To walk just as how he walked. So, God is a God of love. He's a God of life. God is light. Therefore then, the Lord, he walked in love. He walked in life. He walked in light. Therefore then, today, we likewise the same. We who say that we know him, we abide in him, therefore then, we ought to walk just as how Jesus walked. So now, we will discuss further. Fellowship with God is to walk just as how he had walked. How did Jesus walk? He walked in love. So today, we should also walk in love. We should walk in love. Let's see. Chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 7 and verse 8, the upper part. Chapter 2, verse 7 and verse 8, the upper part. Beloved, I'm not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. On the other hand, I'm writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you. Here we can see, speaking about, I'm not writing a new commandment, an old one, but on the other hand, I'm writing a new commandment to you. So we understand what is this commandment. This commandment, that is to say, the commandment to love, to love. In the Gospel of Matthew, we are able to see this in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22. And then also in John, chapter 13, we can see this commandment to love, to love. Here says, it is not a new commandment, but I'm writing a new commandment. That's to say, this is not a new commandment, but an old commandment. But it must be kept new always. That's to say, this commandment must always be kept new, kept anew. Always to practice, to walk in this love. Let's see chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 16. Chapter 4, verse 16. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God. And God abides in him. So, if we say we know God, we abide in him. God is love. He walk in love. So, we must also walk in love. The one who abides in love abides in God. So, we must walk in love. Verse 21. Verse 21. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. So here we can see, to love one another, to love one another. There are so much Bible verse here speaking about to love, to love our brothers and sisters. Of course, this includes humankind, mankind, to love one another. Let's see chapter 2. Chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. No one who is born of God practices sin. Chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, sorry. Let's see chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. The one who says he is in the light, yet hates his brother, is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in darkness, and walk in darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. So, must love. Not to hate, but to love. In chapter 4, come back to chapter 4. Verse 20. If someone say, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. So, must love, to love one another. To love our brothers and not to hate. See chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 11. This is the message which we have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. This is what we have heard from the beginning, to love one another. Verses 17 to 19. Whoever has the worst goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. We will know by this that we are of the truth and will assure our heart before him. Therefore, they must love. Love in action, not only in words. And then, if we practice love, verse 19 says, we will know by this that we are of the truth and will assure our hearts before him. So, therefore, then today, we must walk in love, practice love. Of course, love, like 1 Corinthians 13. Let's see, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. What is to walk in love? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 onwards. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to verse 7. Love is patient. Also, manifest patient in our life, to be patient to one another. Love is patient. Love is kind. Manifest kindness. Love is not jealous, so don't be jealous. Love does not brag, does not boast, or is not arrogant. And then, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. So don't only seek for our own interest. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffer. So don't count the wrong of other people. And then, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoice with the truth. Bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. So, this is how we should walk in love. And then, love no boundaries. There's no fear in love. There's no fear in love. Love no boundaries. Just like the parable of the Good Samaritan. We can see the Levite, the priest, passed by, saw the man. But then, because they are blinded, it's not that they don't have love, but their love cannot transcend. They are blinded by the law. They have finished their duty. They have been sanctified. Now, they are going back to the city of the priest and then found a man being robbed. So they were afraid that this person may have died, so they may devour themselves. So it's not that they don't have love, but their love is blinded. So they cannot transcend. So love knows no boundary. As such, today, we should walk in love, to practice love, Of course, this is the greatest command, the command of the Lord, to love God, to love man. So today, true fellowship is to walk in love. And then, secondly, to walk in life. What is to walk in life? To walk in life, to walk in belief, in faith, in truth. When we say we should walk in life, means we continue to walk in belief, in faith, in the truth. Let us see, 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. 1 John chapter 2, verses 23 to 25. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. This is the promise which He Himself made to us, eternal life. So, we must continue to walk in belief. That is to say, continue to confess the Lord, to believe, to acknowledge, to submit, to yield to the Lord. Verse 24, as for you, let that abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. So what we have heard from the beginning, the truth, the word, must continue to abide in it. And then, verse 25 say, this is the promise which He Himself made to us, eternal life. So therefore, today, we should walk in life. To walk in life is to continue to walk by faith. Faith accompanied by action. And then, to walk in life also can tell us must overcome. Overcome a few things. All these things can cause us to waver in our faith, to falter in our faith, to fall in faith. So, we must overcome. We must fight to continue to walk in life. Overcome what? Overcome the world. Let's see chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 4. Chapter 5, verse 4. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So, we who are born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Today, we must not be stained by the world. But not be overcome by the world, the temptation of the world, and many things. Chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lust. But the one who does the will of God lives forever. So do not love the world, must overcome the world. The world can affect us, can stain us, can cause us to falter, can cause us to fall. And then we must overcome also the devil. Let's see chapter 5. Chapter 5 verse 19. We know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil, wicked one. We are of God, but the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we are living in this world. Verse 18. We know that no one who is born of God sin. So we are born of God. We know that no one who is born of God sin, but he who was born of God keeps him. And the evil one does not touch him. So we must keep ourselves. The evil one does not touch us. We must not continue to sin habitually. Must overcome the devil. Overcome the devil. Let's see chapter 2. Verse 14. Lower part. Chapter 2, verse 14, lower part. I've written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. So must overcome the evil one. And then, to also overcome heresy, false teachings. Chapter 2, verse 18. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard, the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many antichrists have appeared. From this, we know that it is the last hour. And then, verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not really of us. If they had been of us, they would have retained with us, remained with us. But they went out so that it would be shown that they are not of us. So, in these last days, last hour, dangerous times, there are those who went out. They were not of us. See chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Today, we must overcome all these heresies that can cause us to falter in our belief. Therefore, today, true fellowship is to walk in life. Continue to walk in belief, in faith, in the truth. Continue to overcome the world, overcome the devil, overcome heresy. Thirdly, what is fellowship? Fellowship with God is to walk in the light, just as the Lord walked in the light. To walk in the light means to walk in the truth, to practice righteousness. Let's see chapter 1. So we can see the moral reality, righteousness. So we should walk in the light, to walk in the truth, to walk in righteousness. Chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So today, fellowship with God is to walk in the light, walk in truth, walk in righteousness. Now see Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 to 11. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So now we are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. So today we are children of light. We must walk as children of light, to bear the fruit of the light, all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Continue to do what is pleasing to the Lord. Never participate in the unfruitful deed of darkness, but expose them. Must expose work of darkness. This is walking in the light. And then, a person who walks in the light, they do not sin habitually. That means they do not continue to sin. Let's see, come back to 1 John. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Let's see, verse 4. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. Verse 6. No one who abides in him sins. No one sins has seen him or know him. So here refer to sin habitually. Let us see verse 9. No one who is born of God practices sin habitually, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. So God's word is in us. We have the nature of Christ in us. So we should not sin habitually. So a person should not sin habitually. They will not continue to sin. And then, one who walk in the light, they will pay attention to sin. Let's see chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. So the purpose of writing is so that we will not continue to sin habitually, that we may not sin. But if we do sin, we have to advocate Jesus Christ. Therefore then, one who walks in the light, he's very cautious of sin. And then, of course, if he do sin, what he will do? He will acknowledge his sin. He will confess. He will repent. Let's see chapter 1. Chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So he will acknowledge, confess, he will repent. And then he will depart from sin. He will depart from sin. Let's see chapter 5, verse 18. Chapter 5, verse 18. We know that no one who is born of God sins. So he will not continue to sin. He who was born of God keep himself, the evil one does not touch him. He will depart, keep himself away from sin. And then he will know what is sin. There's a sin leading to death, there's a sin not leading to death. All sin, he will be very careful. He will be very cautious. He will continue to walk in the light, to walk in truth, in righteousness, in things pleasing to the Lord, to bear the fruit of the light. Let us do a summary of what we have discussed. In this epistle of 1 John, we can see fellowship with God. We can see the experience of the apostle and then the calling to fellowship. And actually today, we have been called into this fellowship. What type of God have we come into fellowship with? We have come into fellowship with a God who is love, God who is life, God who is light. And a lot of Christians will say, I know him and I abide in him. But what is true fellowship? What is true knowing? What is true abiding in the Lord? So, true knowing and true abiding in the Lord is to keep his commandment and to walk just as how he walked. So, this is fellowship with God. Therefore, today, we should walk just as how Jesus walked. So, we should walk in love. Practice love in our life. Love in action, not in words. And then, we must continue to walk in life, to walk in belief, in faith, in the truth, to overcome the world, overcome the devil, overcome heresies. And we should continue to walk in the light, to walk in truth, in righteousness. We do not sin habitually, continually. We will pay attention to sin. If we do sin, we will acknowledge our sin, confess, repent, and a resolution to depart and keep away from sin. This is true fellowship with the Lord. So we pray that the Lord to give us the strength. We walk with fellowship with the Lord. And we walk just as how he walked. May the Lord guide, lead, and to bless. Let's sing him. 239. 239.
Oh, like thyself.
give all praise, all thanks, all glory to our Lord Jesus. We continue to pray for one another. Pray for those who are sick, those who are weak. Continue to pray, that the Lord guide us through these times, to bless each and every one, to protect each and every one. And we pray, we continue to have fellowship with the Lord. We give thanks to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we will kneel down to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Oh, my.
We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our afternoon Sabbath ends here. May the Lord bless, peace, and the all. Amen.